Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, Greg, let's hear it.
All right, well, this is a reminder of one ranking system. It's not more right than others, and others aren't more wrong than this one. It's just one of a variety of ways that we use to quantify teams. This one is accomplished and resume-based.
It's a number-based.
We're going to start with number one is Indiana for the fourth straight week. They are our number one team. 242 weighted games above 500. That's 11 games clear of our number two team. Question for them, are they capped out just like last year? They've got a late bye week and then the Big Ten's free square of Purdue. So it allows for some slippage just to have some teams allow them to catch up.
But the easy answer for them is if they beat Ohio State, they will be the number one overall seed.
Right, yeah. And they may be capped out, but you can cap out at number one.
That's a good point.
Number two is BYU.
Huh? What?
Now, I'm imagining a lot of perplexed looks out there as well. Just as surprised as you are, quite honestly, when I ran through the numbers and this popped up at number two. BYU has become the Greg Pomp darling the last 2 years. It's a non-traditional power outside of the current Big Ten and SEC structures, and it gets them more easily dismissed by the powers that be. Now, for us, when you strip away the name and the logo of the team and you deal with the wins and losses, their resume shows their work. It's the competitive strength of the Big 12 coming through. 44-13 win over 6-win TCU. They have a win over Arizona that continues to accrue in value. The Wildcats just beat Cincinnati at Nippert Stadium to get to 7-3. And last year, BYU stayed in the rankings as long as they did because of their win over SMU. This year, East Carolina is their trump card. ECU gets a huge win in the competitive American Conference over Memphis, and don't look now, ECU is in a four-way melee for the two spots in the conference title game.
So the thing about BYU is, and you, I think you mentioned this, the competitive strength of the Big 12, and I say that with a question mark.
Yes.
I'm not sure anybody's buying into the competitive strength of the Big 12, and the numbers may say something different, but they play at Cincinnati this week, and they, if they win, they'll have to play UCF, which nobody cares about. They'll have to play Texas Tech again in the Big 12 championship. I think if they lose that one, I think Big 12 might be a conference that only gets one in. And if they lose that one, I think they're out. They could go from number two in Greg Pomp to out.
Well, we'll see what Greg Pomp has to say, much less the committee.
Yes.
Two different things we have here. Number three is Ohio State. This team is boring. Complimentary. Last time they trailed, they were down 3-0 in the first quarter to Minnesota. The last time they had a sub 50% win probability. The early second quarter at Washington when they were down 3-0. The only other time they've trailed or had a sub 50% win probability was a scoreless first quarter against Texas before we knew what Ohio State was, before we knew what Texas was. We kicked off the season in August. Number four, Texas A&M. Now, on a college football Saturday, I will add in data before games are officially final. I did not do that with Texas A&M when they were down 30-3 at halftime to South Carolina. They were at home, and I will give teams that are better a longer leash. Hey, let's see how the third quarter plays out. Well, they jumped on 21-0 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And ended up winning a 31-30 game. They were facing a lot of what-ifs midway through that game, and they erased those and locked themselves in the playoff. Number five, Georgia Bulldogs, 9-1 in the SEC clubhouse, done with conference play at 7-1. SEC title, the title game participants, comes down to in-conference rivalry week. Could have 4 7-1 teams vying for those two spots. I don't know nor care to go through those tiebreakers at this point. Georgia's got the American Conference free square this week as they play Charlotte.
I know when you get down the list in terms of the Big Ten tiebreakers, and I got to believe it's a little bit similar to the SEC, it may come down to CFP ranking.
Look, Georgia's going to be probably four in the actual committee rankings. I'm not going to fight about four or five. I think the reality, they're going to win the SEC, and they'll have a first-round bye.
Are they going to get to the game?
I think they will.
Again, yeah, huge question marks. We'll see.
Remember, got to get there first.
I know.
Number six, Texas Tech. Obviously, the direct comp here is to BYU. So other than the win versus BYU, their conference and non-conference schedule has been a lot easier than what the Cougars event had to deal with. They played more teams against the bottom half of the league, rankings-wise, than BYU. And BYU makes up for the loss to Texas Tech in their other nine games. So that's why we have BYU ahead of Texas Tech. Number seven is Ole Miss. Gators made them squirm, but they do pull out a 34-24 win. Egg Bowl coming up after a bye. And remember, teams have had a tough time in Starkville, although it does look like Ole Miss at 10-2 even would get in.
I am curious, and I think Ole Miss is probably going to roll Mississippi State, but they're one of those teams in the SEC with that one loss. How does things play out? Do they make it to the SEC championship game? But what's going on with Lane Kiffin? And if they do, does he wait to take the Florida job? Does Florida wait until the playoffs are over? They can't possibly do that, right? And you can't have a coach that's going to be coaching next year at another school coaching in the playoffs at a current school.
Well,
so I say all that to know, what are the players thinking at Ole Miss in regards to where their coach is going to be?
How about this, John? Is Florida even a better job than what Lane Kiffin has built at Ole Miss right now? I don't think so.
It depends on what they're going to pay him.
Always comes out of the almighty dollar.
Sure.
Before you go to number eight, Georgia makes the SEC title game. If Ole Miss beats Mississippi State, then Georgia wins the three-way tie with Bama and Ole Miss based on SEC opponent win percentage. My head's spinning, but I think I found my answer. Continue.
Number eight is Notre Dame. Eliminated Pitt from the at-large discussion of the college football playoff. Quirky thing about their schedule, they have wins over three-quarters of the Power Four free squares. That's BC, Purdue, and Arkansas. So how do they get to eighth? They've got value wins against USC, Navy, Pitt, and yes, even NC State. Remember, they have two huge wins against Virginia and Georgia Tech, who might be playing each other in the ACC title game.
Here's the thing with Notre Dame. Since that second loss, 8-0, winning by an average of 25 points per game, all double-digit victories, and Jeremiah Love, I don't know if he's going to be in New York, but he probably should be.
He definitely should be. And their last game of the year at Stanford.
See this one, guys?
10:30 p.m. Eastern. Enjoy that one. And I just, for the college football players, I do believe that they're going to be in.
Me too.
And I'm just glad that at least my national championship contender at the beginning of the season is still available. Yours might not even go bowling.
You don't think Clemson's going to make the playoff at this point?
No, but and I say that in somewhat in jest because they're 5-5 and might not make a bowl game.
I think I got Furman coming up this week, so they probably will. Number nine is
you.
Alabama. Now, despite the loss to OU, great chance to get in the field with 10 wins. Those high-level SEC games they have, they're not going away. The one caveat, we mentioned this before, Auburn plays them really tough at Jordan-Hare the last three times they've gone there.
Yep.
Number 10 is USC. Iowa came to Southern Cal, and they brought the Iowa with them. USC comes back from down 14 in the rain, scores the last 19 points, and wins. This is a Trojans team that is a lot better in the trenches. They're a lot better on defense than past Lincoln Riley teams. It's a much more balanced than the 22 team that was unstoppable on offense, had Caleb Williams at quarterback, but opted out of tackling in November.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, wow.
Well, you'll notice who hasn't been listed so far. One loss, Oregon.
Yes, and USC plays Oregon this week, not for the fourth spot in the Big Ten, but the third spot in the Big Ten. If USC goes to Autzen and gets a win, we need to seriously rethink how we view Oregon this year. They've had an easy schedule. And look, the point of Greg Palm is that these early season wins gain value the more that those teams win. How about Oregon's opponents, after they've beaten them, so it doesn't count Indiana, are 10-24 after losing to Oregon. This is highlighted by Oklahoma State's 0-8 and Penn State's 1-5, who just got their win against Michigan State last Saturday.
It's a great point.
Yeah, man, I love that this is the Greg Palm game of the week, because USC going to Oregon, if Oregon loses two games, they will both be in Autzen.
Yeah, wow.
Number 11 is Oklahoma. Biggest winners of the week. They vault up 10 spots. They're back in the playoff discussions after the Alabama win, which was seen as a roadblock game. So they don't have any more roadblock games remaining, but they're still challenging. Mizzou and LSU, both on the schedule to close out the season, both in top 45 of our rankings, but both are in Norman. Unlike John, I will give them credit for beating Michigan in September.
Look, with Oklahoma, no one's going to argue them as a serious national title team, I don't think. But they feel like a team that could get hot and go on a run. Mateer gets back to form, a defense that forces takeaways and pressures and stuffs the run. Don't sleep on them, because to Greg's point, they should win out and they should be in the college football playoff.
And rounding out number 12 is Miami of Florida at 8-2. Game Day did a marvelous job highlighting the U's plight. They are the highest ranked ACC team, both in the college football playoff rankings and in Greg Palm too. But they don't have a reasonable path to the ACC title game, and that might be what keeps them out. ACC and American contenders dominate the undercurrent of our rankings. North Texas is 15th, Virginia is 16th, Tulane is 18th, and Georgia Tech is 20th.
So with Miami, they are looking to get a multi-bid ACC spot. And I think their best case is only two losses, especially as teams start picking up threes. And they beat Notre Dame. They're going to keep pointing that out. And I know it's early in the year, but this is a total season. You have to count those games early in the season. I think Miami is the ACC's best shot at getting multiple teams in the college football playoff. All right. A lot to sort out over the next couple weeks. It's only going to get more intense from here. It's Greg Palm. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.